Well, if you compare that with what they're paying out for a pensioner, and by the way, there's several billion pounds in the Exchequer, which is in the NI fund. And even some of our MPs didn't realise there was a National Insurance Fund, which I find absolutely strange. That just goes to show just how much they care about pensioners. They ought to know things like that, and they don't. And so what I'm saying is pensioners should get certain things free, like travel. Now, in Birmingham, you do get free travel. And incidentally, it was because of myself that they got free travel, because I triggered my father to come up with the idea of free travel for pensioners. But I was only sort of, it was about 1950, it must have been about 1958 or so, round about then. I'm going to go up to the library and have a look and find out exactly when it was. But I know that because I was in the library the other day looking through some of the old stuff, and there it said that the older people's free travel pass wasn't included in the figures for transport when Birmingham owned its own bus services for 1959. So it was prior to that that the free travel came in.
And was your father a local councillor?
No, he wasn't. He was just an ordinary person who he belonged to the Labour Party, as I did at that time, and we put it through a system. Having got the idea, I just happened to be sitting at home and I was watching the buses go past, and I said, "Why are they empty? Why aren't they full of people?" And my father just turned around and said, "Oh, they can't be." And I said, "They are. I said they're empty." And he came and he looked, and we sat watching them for about probably 20 minutes, and more than half of them were going past empty. And I said, "That can't be right. You can't. What are they doing? There's something wrong there." So, Dad came up with this idea about half an hour or so later. He said, "Why don't we do what they do for the blind? Let's give the pensioners a pass." And that's how it came about.